What is up, dreamers?
Shh! Oh, keep it down.
Drink a secret episode.
Keep it on the DL, mate.
It's Friday the 12th of August, and this is the cheeky secret episode of the Get Lucid podcast, the podcast all about lucid dreaming. Hello, Sir Smith. It's been a while.
I still feel like I have to be really... Right, let's just talk normally now, shall we?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Secret's over, everyone. If you listen to it now... Well, if you are listening to it, don't tell anyone, because it's that secret.
The secret's out, though.
The secret's out, but keep it contained as long as possible.
We don't want us blowing up over the internet all of a sudden. Like, oh, get lucid everywhere. Anyway.
Oh, it's been a while. This is a nice change of events.
Yeah, I mean, well, we might as well chat about what's been going down, because we haven't been here for a while. And obviously this isn't a season two episode, it's just a cheeky secret.
Off the cuff.
Yeah, interlude. Let's call it an interlude.
I'm liking that, interlude episode.
Between the two. So how's it been going, Smith? Are you, you've been smashing it up?
I've been left, right and up and down all over the place
it's
with the lucidity.
It's been difficult.
I've had some crazy adventures, but you know, it's not been as hardcore as recent as when we first started, that's for sure. But it's still there.
Well, I mean, when we first started...
we had no lives. It was lucid dreaming.
Yeah, it was... I mean, the problem that we've been having is the fact that we've been working so much. I mean, when we worked at Wimbledon, it was pretty intense.
12 hours sometimes, wasn't it?
We were so juiced up for lucidity being, like, such a main part of that. How, like, we were sleeping in the same house. We thought, you know, we could talk about it all the time. You'd wake up and you'd automatically talk about it, but... It just, in reality, wasn't like that. Like,
no, the alarm would go off at 6, you'd be like, right, I've got to go to London, Wimbledon, working.
Yeah, and also it'd be...
Sod the dreams.
Yeah, and it'd just be a groggy walk there, like, just shut up, be quiet.
Yeah.
Let's just walk.
Do you have any dreams last night? Just get the train!
It was
late.
It was quite an experience. No, I loved Wimbledon, but it was just... I can completely understand why people find it so difficult to dream now. Because beforehand, I didn't really empathise with the fact that people were struggling, because, I don't know, we were lucky that we didn't really do too much.
We had, like, you know, quite dead-end jobs, and, like, everything else was just focused on dreams.
Yeah.
You know, so if all your time's taken up with, like, dreaming thoughts and you're just focusing on it all the time, then it is easy, but realistically, that's bloody hard to keep going. And
it's
have like
to
a
juggle between lucidity and a real job and... You know, real hobbies and bullshit like that. Well, I say real, but you know what I mean. Like, just cheesy jobs. That's a better way of putting it. Jobs that actually take up your time and effort. So, anyway, well, how have you had any recent dreams or anything?
I have, actually. In fact, I had a lucid dream this morning.
Oh.
That is fresh for the show.
That's
just
right
come out
of
the oven.
Oh, jigs.
Yeah. Oh! Cheeky. Well, I'll tell you what happened. It wasn't nothing major, but I was quite restless throughout the night, and I usually find that if I've had a really restless night's sleep, you know, and you're in and out of bed and you don't go to sleep till about 4 a.m, you usually slip into a lucid dream quite easily, just because I think you're just a bit more aware. I don't know, but I was in the dream and I was just outside and I was talking to, I think it was Chris, Tom Allscroft and a couple of other mates. And I was talking to him. I was like, you lot look bloody young. You look well young. I was like, you're about 8 or 9. And I was like, oh, I'm dreaming. I was like, yes. They all had like fresh faces. So as soon as I did that, I did sort of stabilized it a bit, you know, rubbing my hands and stuff. I started walking down the high street. I was outside and I was like, right, I'll go flying. And this time I had a really nice control of flight. And just to go faster, I just stretched my body out a bit further. It just seemed to increase the speed. So I was like literally full stretch, like reaching out as far as I can to go like this, this really fast speed. And then I saw other, in the distance, other dream characters flying like towards me. And I don't know why. I just felt like being a bit of a knob like in that dream. And I just, I was like, I'm going to karate kick him. So I just fly towards him, just did a massive karate kick, just kicking people as they're flying towards me, which is pretty cool. And then I tried
to...
There's
always one who ruins it.
Well, you know, I hadn't had one in a while, so I had to let my hair down. Treat myself to some karate kicking flying.
You're like the little kid that goes around throwing balls at kids in the ball pit.
So, that's my style, mate.
That one threw a ball at me.
I'm the bowler. Watch out. Watch out, ladies. The karate kicking bowler. That is me.
Oh,
yeah, so I just mucked about. I tried to teleport, but it didn't. I just woke up.
Teleporting such a strange majiggy.
It is. And this is a... I have got a cheeky teleporting technique if anyone's... If you want to move on to this.
No one's interested.
Brilliant.
No, go on. Go on.
No, well, you said it now, so...
Well, we are doing a podcast about lucid dreaming. I'm hoping that the listeners would be interested in techniques of lucid dreaming.
Right, okay. Well, they say the spinning technique, you know...
That's worked for me before.
It has worked for me before, but sometimes I wake up, which is a bit frustrating, and
I suppose you did kind of teleport. You teleported from having an awesome dream to being awake in your bed pissed off. So... So... Whoa, oh!
Proper awful. Because you're expecting, like, you know, 1,000 hot ladies, and you just wake up in a cold, dark room. Nothing. Oh, anyway, this technique, yeah, they say if you dream spin, you know, you think of a scene and then it'll turn up, or just spin and you'll get some
clearer,
random.
Or
there's the other technique where, you know, you go through a door and you expect to be somewhere. Well, in one of my lucid dreams, it's probably about a month ago now, I did the combo technique, which I think well works.
The chicken combo.
I was in my house, and I was like, right, I want to get out of the house, because I do dream a lot when I'm in my house.
Yeah, I think like, everyone lucid. Does that,
I'm like, you know what? Like, what is the point of being lucid in a dream scene when you're in your own house? It's just pointless. You know, I might as well just wake up.
Yeah.
So I went downstairs, and I was like, right, I need to teleport. I'll go through a door. But inside, I was like, I want to go through a door that I haven't seen before in my house. I want to create a door, because if it's a door that I go through every day in my house, trying to expect something different to be there than the normal corridor is quite hard, because I'm so used to seeing it.
Yeah.
So I was like looking around, and I turned back on myself, and I saw this door, Nick, and I was like, that's not there. So like immediately it gave me the confidence to be able to go through it and expect to go somewhere different. But as I opened it, I was like, oh, sorry, I'm going to spin as I open the door to combine it. So I definitely teleport. So I opened it and span through it. And I ended up in Molsham High School, which is our school.
Oh, really?
So if anyone's having trouble, difficulties with teleport, find a door that you've not been through before and spin through it. It's the spinning door technique.
Oh, man.
Definitely works. Oh, I like that.
That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty
cool. And when I got through to Molsham School, it was a night scene, and I was like, I want to go to like some dark areas of the dream scene, you know, and like I wanted to like try and better myself and find out, you know, some hidden dark Thornton treasures, some dark chocolate secrets about myself. But I ended up, because I was quite confident, I saw this group of lads, and I was like, oh, they look a bit shady. I'll go over and see if I can, you know, get some info about me. Went over there, but I think because I was quite juiced up to find out what was going on, it was just you lot, all my mates, just sitting down on the bench drinking beers. And I was like, oh, this is not going to help me find information about myself.
That's quite cool though, how like you thought they were like a group of like shady people just sitting and
yeah, and that describes my friends quite well, actually.
Well, that's very kind.
I struggle trying to understand DC characters, you know, at the best of times, but when they're drinking beers and getting battered, it's even worse.
Yeah.
Well, didn't have a chance.
You might have been able to get some unconscious drunken truths out of them, though, if you'd have asked them. It's like,
I actually asked them, I was like, why are you all drinking beer? And they just like, we love it. I was like, this is so uninsightful. I was like, just give me a beer.
That's wicked. Well, at least you got smashed up with your mates whilst you're drinking.
Karate kicking, smashing up.
That's pretty cool. Is that the lucid dream that you had this morning?
Yeah. No. Well, this morning it was just the karate kicking flying. Right. But that the drunken mates was a while ago.
You see, I didn't really have. I've had one lucid dream won since Wimbledon, and it was very, very confusing and like really, really, really faint. Like, I remember walking into my bedroom,
yeah,
and there was just like this slob like just laying like next to my bed, and I was like, oh, what is this? I'm getting out of here. Started walking out, and then it's a really boring dream. I just looked at my arms and they were completely well weird and like different, so I kept like rubbing them trying to like stabilize it, and I just woke up, and that was it. That was all I've had for lucidity. But
is it since the last episode?
Yeah, I guess. Ooh, so I mean,
that's sour. That is,
I haven't had the chance. I think I haven't concentrated on it nearly as much as you have as well. Like even in my spare time, I haven't really.
Yeah, I mean, I did go. There's some days where I'm like, oh, sod this. I'm having a lucid dream. I just go out of my way.
Yeah.
All day to have one, and then you know forget everything else, because it's kind of like sex. Like you want it, so you got to keep it up. You got to stay in the game.
Yeah, it is. It's a difficult.
You got to juice them ladies up.
It's a difficult thing to like. Be able to be, you know, to have it on call, same as so.
Have the dreams on tap.
Yeah, have dreams on tap. You know, you can't just call up someone and, you know, ask for a booty dream. So it's a bit difficult. But I did have a really cool like non-lucid dream this morning, because obviously we're doing the podcast and it was about 11 a.m. when we started. But Smith, last night you called me and said, oh, do you wanna do the pod? And we agreed on 10 a.m. But my sister was asleep, so like, obviously I went back to bed after that, and then I started having this weird dream, and it was about,
oh yeah,
and you rang me up and you were like, oh, you know, I'm so busy, you know, why couldn't we do this at 10 o'clock and not 11 o'clock? And I was like, well, look, my sister's
I would have preferred 10.
I was like, look, my sister's asleep. There's nothing I could do. Like, I'm really sorry. And then Chris Tom was there. And he was getting stuff out of the boot of my car and greeting the next door neighbours, who he somehow knew more than I did, which was quite strange. But I could believe that because it's Chris Thomas. So, yeah, it was a really weird dream. And it was just funny because you called me up and were like, look, I said 10. You know, you're saying 11. This is unfair.
This is outrageous.
You were pretty much like that, and it was really, I was like kind of like put the phone down like, oh shit, I've really pissed Smith off to like Chris. Yeah, it was quite
no
funny.
I'm all right if it's an hour late. If it's anything over, then you know I start to get really angry.
Really yeah, it's like you do that in your dream where you rip your shirt off and become like the Hulk first round to my house, like, Joe,
you said 10:30. Oh dear. But
shit.
You know, even though we've been doing this quite a while, I still get dumbfounded with the realism of the dreams and stuff. And in another dream I had, I was again lucid in the room in the house.
Yeah.
And I was like, the lights were off in my room, so I turned the light on and it didn't go on. And again, I did the old, oh, maybe a fuse is gone. This has happened a few times now, which is retarded, because you know. You still need to have faith in yourself, but I went outside the room and I was like, it's all fuzzy, like the corridor's all fuzzy. It's not usually like all pixelated and fuzzy. So I was like, maybe this is a dream. I go into my mum's bedroom and I'm like, Mum, I was like, I think this is a dream. And then she did the original, what she does in real life, like, Tom, I've had enough of this. You're talking rubbish. I'm getting worried about you. You know, all this dreaming business. And I looked at my hands and they were like ice cubes. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going insane. Yeah, I was like, I'm literally going insane. Because on the one hand, you've got like a really close family member who's exactly talking to you like they would in waking life, saying, you know, this is stupid, this whole lucid thing. And you've got weird things going on and your brain just like, oh, I can't handle this. This is proper frustrating.
Yeah.
Eventually you do break through. You do break through and you're just like, oh, shut up. I know. I am dreaming. I'm not going to listen to all this crap. Like, I'm just going to, you know, just do what I want. But that initial, what's the word? When you're, like, fighting, whether you're dreaming or not, is quite a horrible, like, quite weird. And I don't really like that sensation of questioning your reality at that point, because you're almost questioning your sanity.
Yeah, because I suppose it's such a replica of real life. And there's only, like, a small inkling of dreamlike. Like,
but it shows you, like, even if you are lucid, how bad your logic really is. Because if your hands are ice cubes, you are dreaming. If the corridor is completely fuzzy, it's just that I've obviously got so much trust in my mum, and like I'm so used to her talking to me like that, you know, it was just like a, oh shit, maybe this isn't a dream and I'm just being an absolute knob. But it was, so one up on me.
Yeah, just well, I mean, how many times have you actually done it in real life where you're like, oh, this is definitely a dream? Because I don't think I've ever done that ever.
No, I've had moments where I was like, this could be a dream. I wouldn't say I was ever 100% certain that I was dreaming whilst in waking life. Because if I was, I'd, you know, you wouldn't be able, you'd just be a mess if you thought you were dreaming the whole time.
Yeah, I think I've never once questioned reality and then been like, oh shit, maybe I am dreaming. Like, I remember feeling a bit strange, but I was always sure that it was reality. Like, I can't even think of an example, which is really shit.
Brilliant.
Bring nothing
to the table.
No, I was walking up Longstomps Road, like, which is like a road that's quite a
big old hill.
Yeah, it's a hill that goes for a while and it's straight. I was walking up that road, and right at the top of the hill, there was like this flashing cone, and I was like, it was in a really awkward position, just right in the middle of the road, just one cone, and I was like, well, maybe I'm in a dream, because, you know, I couldn't really remember how I got there, really. I was like, oh, well, I know I walked to like Tesco's, but
yeah,
before that, I didn't really know what was going on, because, you know, I probably was just sitting at home doing nothing, so I was like, well, what did I do before that? And I was kind of like, oh, maybe this is a dream. Did a few tests. I was like, there's absolutely no way this is a dream. Like, like I did the nose one, which always works for me.
I've done that as well now. Because I've never done that one before.
So you get the
blowback in the face.
Yeah, rush. It's well weird, isn't it? It's like it's almost like your whole face is open to air. And it's like,
yeah, I quite enjoyed it. Yeah. It's quite therapeutic.
I use that one all the time. All the time. I love that one. I don't know why I like it so much, but it is awesome. So,
like the hands one freaked me out. Like, I do it quite a lot. I just look at my hands, but you know, sometimes they look like, I remember looking at my hands once in a dream. It looked like I had little mole hands, like little grey shriveled, and you're just like, oh, this is awful. Like, I rather
what, like the guy from Scary Movie, where he's like,
it feels like
strong hand.
It's awful though, because it feels like you've got the hand. It doesn't just look like it. You've got like little crusty buffs. it feels very uncomfortable. And I'm walking around the dream with like these mole hands. Like, this is shit. This is awful.
Shit, man.
And then, you know, you go in another dream. You've got ice cubes. It's just, well, they weren't like, they were like frosty ice lumps.
Like,
I don't know.
Like Bioshock hands. They got the ice all around their hands.
It was like, yeah, but it was like a hand, but the fingers, it was more like an ice mountain on my hand. I didn't have like fingers.
Right.
Like little ice probe.
That's weird.
You know, and you know, that's very unuseful. Can't do anything with that.
Well, I mean, you could probably chisel it off into your drink. You could have an you know, instantly cool drink. So
just have ice sculptured hands.
Or that, yeah.
Yeah, I quite like that.
There's quite a few things. Or on a hot day, you can let it drip into a bottle and drink it.
So then I won't have any hands.
Well, I'm sure they'll
melt my wrist off. That'd be awful.
Just melt your whole body off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why I don't, you know, that might be quite a nice experiment in the next dream. Just melt myself, see what happens.
I don't know. Well, just sit in an oven and just see what happens. I mean, that's quite a weird dream because.
So what did you do in your dream last night? Oh, I was a puddle for about 2 hours. someone stepped in me. It was pretty awful.
A puddle. Someone drove over me and splattered me all up an unsuspecting victim. Oh, shit.
Oh, I got this girl's dress wet.
Oh, shit. You know, actually, that kind of links on to like the next topic, which is like lucid dreaming goals. Because we've been doing this for a while now. I'd say we are, you know, solidified in lucid dreaming. Even if we've, you know, had to jump over some boundaries of work and, you know,
yeah,
reality bullshit. I mean, at the end of the day, we've had quite a few lucid dreams and we've done quite a lot of things. But have you still got any big goals in lucid dreaming that you want to achieve?
Millions of goals, constantly got goals.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
I'm churning out the goals. I'm a goalkeeper.
Have you not got, because like, you know, when you first start, you're like, all I want to do is fly, or all I want to do is have lucid sex, or, you know, like there's a yeah, big goal. Have you,
yeah,
have you,
no now goal? now it's like really like I want to find information about myself, or like what I really want to do is set up. I heard it in Stephen the DJ LeBee. Sorry, oh, nearly said his name wrong there.
You nearly fucked that up. And for everyone else out there who missed that, it's DJ LeBee.
DJ LeBee.
And MC Rheingold, don't forget him.
It will drive by and mess you up. Right. I really want to set up a little dream workshop. You know, that's my little area, like he says in his book.
What, a home?
In my dream, not a home.
A Geppetto workshop.
Making
Start
puppets.
Start working on your own little kid puppets. Yeah, that's your sort puppets. Of stuff.
What do you mean? Don't say that. It's definitely not my sort of stuff.
I want a real boy. There we go. Geppetto.
I want to set up a dream workshop where there's no puppets involved, and get in. I want to get like some, like, because, you know, my main interests in life are really like guitar, quite like, you know, artwork and stuff. And like, I want to set up a work, no puppets, maybe get a few of the Muppet Show characters in just for comedy value, get Kermit in or something. It'll cheer me up.
Stinky Finger Kermit.
Yeah, brilliant. Or Piggy.
Piggy's disgusting, though. She's
she loves it, though. She is disgusting, but she's always up for it. You know, so, you're listening, Piggy.
That's my next lucid goal.
Get on the Piggy.
Get on Piggy.
Don't get on Piggy. God's sake. Said, like, get some decent goals, and you're still in. It's getting worse for you.
Well, I got on Jessica Rabbit once, and that was weird.
So you're just doing all cartoon characters and now puppetry.
Yeah. Now I'm going on the puppetry.
Because you used to be into animals, but that sort of died out now.
It's died out. I'm going really I'm going really abstract with my sexual deviance. Yeah, now it's on puppets.
Anyway, back to the question.
Next it's going to be like items of clothing. Oh, I got on this Whirl Hot t-shirt the other night. Stupid shit like that. Oh, dear.
brilliant. Oh, for God's sake. In terms of doing cool stuff, I want to set up a workshop and bring in people that I really admire that are like into the stuff I'm in. So like, there's a guitarist called Hector Villalobos, which I absolutely love. He's a tits. He's like one of my favourite guys. He's dead, but
yeah, that doesn't hold you back.
It doesn't, exactly. In the dream world, phone him up. Get him round, get him down the workshop, have a 2-hour lesson, or probably 10 minutes, because that's how long I can hold a dream for, lucid. But, you know, get them scales in quickly, go for a piece, you know, because I really want to try that now, like, because get your subconscious to conjure up, you know, someone that you really admire in a skill that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Get him in the workshop, go through and teach you some skills and see if it really does improve you.
That's an awesome goal and an awesome idea. But I'd say the only problem with that, is telling people where you learnt the song from. Well, guess what? I contacted Villalobos in my dreams. And he came round for a couple of hours and we learnt the piece. And they'd just be like, you fucking what? Like, are you nuts?
Yeah, just like a bloke on Eggheads who's just like, oh, but don't know.
Where was that joke going?
No one knows what Eggheads is. It's like this show in England.
Shit show.
Where it's just loads of smart people on.
Well.
And you can just be like, what's your specialist chub subject? Be like, Tudors. I basically had a 4-hour meeting with Henry VIII last night and he told me everything. He didn't actually kill two of them. He still got them going. He still got them locked up.
He had them locked up for a long period of time.
Yeah, he's still ploughing Anne Boleyn. Did you know that?
Still ploughing. He's actually got 6 sons. Lying bastard. Yeah.
I guess if people were just like, oh my God, where'd you learn that? Just keep it under wraps.
You know, Henry VIII was actually the Joseph Fritzl of his time then.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that was a
bitter
old joke.
Jesus.
Hoping that no one knows who Joseph Fritzl is.
You've just cut that lemon slice up and sucked it. God.
That was some black sour comedy.
My God, this is literally a railroad of off-topic hot action. But the...
If you want to do this task,
I don't know if anyone's done this yet, but I don't really... I mean, obviously you could probably learn something from scratch, but you'd have to, I think, would have had some sort of interest in it. But... To do what I want to do, I've already got like a basic understanding of the stuff, and I see the dreaming world as a way to really improve on stuff that I want to learn.
Yeah, but do you feel, right, this is quite a big question as well, do you feel that way because you because you've got that base knowledge that you're like, oh yeah, it will improve. But if you thought of it from a beginner's perspective, right, do you not think that they'd think of it as a way to learn? So you're looking at it like, oh well, because I already know a shitload, he's just going to come in and advance me. Whereas if a beginner sat there and was like, oh, I've never played guitar before, can you advance me? And he'd be like, yeah, yeah, I'll tell you how to play like certain things, like small little bits. Do you, I think...
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, that's a fair point. But like, I can't really see someone being like a phenomenal guitarist and they just practice in their dreams and they've just had lessons in their dreams.
No, of course.
So you have to obviously practice in waking life. But I think, you know, the dreamscape is a different style of learning, and from that you could probably, I don't know, because it's a really grey area for me. Yeah, but well, I'm just going on intuition. I would say that you could probably, even if you've never played guitar, but if you've had an interest in it and you've listened and you've heard things, you could probably pick up something maybe from dreaming. But obviously you have to pursue it whilst waking. I mean, it'd be amazing if you could just have a few dreams and, you know, it'd be grade A and just like, yeah, well, I'm going to take out the flute now. Easy.
This is a bit like philosophical, because really you're talking about like the subconscious's way.
I'm talking about the subconscious's ability. Yeah. Which I don't have a clue.
Which, you know, I don't think anyone really has a proper clue, because no one's sort of got in there and been like, wait, subconscious, what's going on? But, you know, people have studied it and people have, you know, tried to gauge it.
There's huge potential at your fingertips. It's just we need to kind of learn how to deal with it, I guess, how to use it effectively.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think it would work. I really do. I mean, I've never actually, well, not from my memory, sat in, you know, I can't remember if I've done this or not. I might have done, I just don't remember it. I can't remember ever, you know, sort of having a lesson, or, you know, I can't even remember picking up a guitar. I do remember playing a guitar, but not in a lucid dream, which is quite strange. But that was awesome, because I thought I was like a massive rock star, and I was like, yeah, just playing, like, I was playing a song by Ash, who were awful. So
thing is, like, it's weird, because I've had normal dreams where I've played instruments that aren't even instruments. They're not even invented.
Right.
I remember playing, it's obviously based on some sort of instrument. I remember playing like a sort of cello, but you had to lie down and play it, and it was like really long, and it had like three strings, and you were tapping it on the strings, and it was making like music and stuff. Right. I can't really remember how it sounded, but at the time I felt like I was playing it correctly. So I don't know.
You see, this is a weird little concept. Like, if you're starting to talk about like new things and new sounds and stuff, do you think you can genuinely make a completely uniquely new sound, or like a new color, or like, you know, a new feeling?
Oh,
do you think,
mate,
you could do that in a
dream?
This
is a proper deep show. I mean, you're going deep into the crevices of knowledge. This is off the cuff. I don't know, mate. We'd really have to explore that. But I think there's potential to create stuff that is original.
And beyond, you know, this physical
realm. But then, like, you know, you could say someone like, oh, I created this and, you know, it's completely my own original thing and there's nothing else in it like it in the world. But you might not know that, you know, you've got these past memories from ancestors and stuff that are, you know, hidden deep within you, and you don't. I mean, that could be bullshit, but you don't know. You don't know where some of this stuff's coming from.
Well, the thing is, what I mean by that is you might make like a unique thing in the dream, but would you ever be able to transfer it as well? Because obviously you'd have the physical boundaries of this this reality. So if you thought of something so badass and so different and creatively unique, would you even be able to transfer it into this world? Because there's physical restraints, you know, like mixing blue and yellow equals green. But like, maybe in a dream, mixing blue and yellow equals some fucking weird color that no one's ever seen, and you can't you can't show that. So like,
yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, I think it's a bit of both, because in the what are we talking about?
Just creating new shit.
Yeah, like, I think you're limited to physical stuff, but you probably could create something weird. You know, if you had a lucid dream and you got in like the top guys on NASA in your dream, you sat down, you've been studying maths and stuff for ages, and you wrote down all the schematics for this ridiculously cool new car that it runs on something that's renewable that hasn't been done yet.
The thing is, though, Smith, you would be basing that on real world physics rather than creating something completely unique and artistic in a different plane of existence. So when you transferred that over, that would work. You'd be like, yeah, I've made this really cool blueprint for this.
Well,
you can't
have a lucid dream and then come up the next morning and be like, oh, mate, I've got this amazing idea. But for it to work, we don't need sunlight. We can't have sunlight.
No, but it wouldn't be that. It would be like, oh, I had this amazing idea, but I can physically not explain it, right? You know, you knew it in the dream world, but you probably wouldn't be able to explain
it. I think that's when people get frustrated and they just take up painting.
Yeah, well, maybe that is like, you know, how the outlet
I had
is.
This crazy idea, but give me some acrylics.
Let me throw paint at this wall. Yeah. Right, and that's when art critics are like, yes, I've seen this in a dream.
I mean, I definitely would say the one thing that lucid dreaming does give you is that it gives
bonus
you...
Bonus in the morning.
Brilliant.
Well, it
does. Raging bonus in the morning. I mean, it can do. I mean, I get them all the time anyway, if I'm lucid or not. Sometimes it takes a good hour for him to calm down as well. So I'm just walking around.
Why don't you just give him a good old Aladdin's genie rub?
No, I usually just use it as a little rack. So I put my towel on it and like my socks, and then I'd walk to the shower. Mate, got hands free.
You've got a strengthy boner. Mine would not.
Well, I started off with like pants and lightweight items, and over the years I built it up to wet towels, like wash bags.
Wet towels. Oh shit.
So you know, it's pretty good.
Got a massively hench penis.
Yeah.
It's been going to the gym.
Damn right. Curling it.
That'd be so funny if you walked into the gym with a boner, just like everyone's sitting down on the machines doing their like muscle presses. You just get your dick out and start doing like the little bicep curl thing with your dick. One. Oh, two.
No upper body, just all lower.
Just cock.
But what were we talking about?
Oh, I don't know. It was well deep, and then it went into that.
Shit. I hate it when that happens.
Oh, dear.
We're getting really, really deep in some nice conversation there.
Oh, that was...
And then we just ruined it with a dick joke.
Well, it was an enjoyable dick joke anyway. Well, I thought it was anyway. Oh, dearie me.
Have you got any burning issues on your mind?
Burning issues? No, not really. I mean, I think we should kind of talk about how we've, you know, how work has really struggled, and if we've, you know, sort of made any...
That's it. Sorry, this is what I was going to say about lucid dreaming. Like, right, you know, we were saying about these creative ideas and coming up with something and something new and stuff. You know, in terms of artwork and stuff, yeah, there's a massive capability to do that. But like, one thing it will give you, which is given me, is confidence in myself to be able to do pretty much anything I set my mind to. And I've always like felt like I can just get on and do stuff, but since I've been getting lucid, I feel more confident myself, and also it's made me feel more creative. Like, I'm not afraid to go out and just to create something, even if it looks rubbish. I'll just keep doing stuff, keep churning out content or whatever, keep making things, because at the end of the day, like when you're lucid dreaming, you're doing all these cool new experiences and stuff, and you just feel like you can achieve pretty much anything.
Yeah.
So like, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter if stuff's not transferable to reality, because you know the laws of physics are different and stuff. It's just the fact that you can do anything really if you set your mind to it, in terms of what you can do in this reality.
Well, and even in another reality. Oops, sorry.
Yeah, even if you went to Spain, you could do it there as well.
Yeah, which is a totally different reality, because
you know, all they eat is rice.
Rice.
What's up with that?
No, that's
paella, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
Spanish.
They eat a lot of omelets as well.
Yeah, rice Spanish and eggs. Omelets. I mean, what sort of diet is that?
And a lot of sangria.
Oh well, now we're talking. That is one of my favourites.
What, sangria?
Yeah, it's like Ribena wine.
Oh, it's not as good as the Rouge. Rougemont.
Right.
Right, shout-outs. Have we got any shout-outs?
Shout-outs?
Well, I thought we'd quickly talk about Istanbul, because I'm no longer doing it, but Smith is still going.
That's good, isn't it? You juiced me up to go to Istanbul and you drop out.
Yeah.
Well, and now I'm going on my own.
You're going on your own. You're going with Chris. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
No, obviously, I had some... career opportunities pop up, so I've decided to not go. But Smith is still going, and he needs loads of support. So if
yeah, any donation, it's basically that me and Chris were signed to Istanbul. It's like 2,400 miles. It's absolutely ridiculous, and all the money that gets raised is going towards the Raising Hope Foundation, which is a charity based in Ghana, and they're building an orphanage for like children who've lost their parents and stuff, or died of AIDS or whatever. And they build the foundations, and now they're building the roof, and that's what the money that we're raising is going towards. To so any donation, anything, even if it's just a pound or whatever, any donation will be gratefully appreciated. So, you know, the website is www.charitygiving.co.uk/London, the number 2, Istanbul.
There you go.
Yeah, and if you go on my Facebook, you can see it on there or whatever.
It's the first time you've actually ever done a professional shout out. I'm very impressed.
That was, yeah, well, it's a professional issue.
Yeah, well, you've obviously practiced.
I have. I did a radio show the other day, I did that. Yeah, mate.
There you go.
Saint FM, Maldon Local Town Radio. If anyone, no one's probably heard that.
Yeah. What, did you do that with Chris then?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, juice. You have to get
it's
me a
pretty
recording.
Good, yeah. It was on the Big Band Jazz Hour.
Oh, even better.
If I get a recording of it, I'll stick it up on our blog spot.
Did you did you promote the old Get Lucid on there?
No, yeah. I did not. It's a family show.
Oh.
God, if I
no, put... that's fair, dude.
if anyone ever wants to like, hire me for a job and they heard this show, I'd be fired immediately. Wouldn't even get the job.
Well, it depends what job it is. I mean, if it's swearing contest 2012, then you'd probably get it. Yeah, take that.
Yeah, damn right.
You twat. Right. What's
the play?
I haven't really got many showers. I mean, we'll probably do the usual. Juicy Webs, seeing that you didn't do it, Smith, I'll do it today.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Juicy Webs, for hosting all our shit, as usual. Our site is being developed. Yeah.
Oh, it is. It is. And it's looking tasty.
It's looking tasty. And I'm looking forward to releasing it because it's going to be badass. That will be coming along with season 2 after Smith's returned from Istanbul. Because,
oh, yes.
Obviously, I can't really do it on my own. I'm not cool enough.
I'm going to fill my dream journal. I'm going to get a new notepad and take it on that trip. Fill my cup?
Yeah, but with what?
No. I'm going to take a dream journal with me on this trip, and I'm going to come back and just read you every dream I had on that trip.
It's going to be like an hour with Thomas Smith.
There were 7 raging women in the far east corner.
That's how
it's going to start.
It's like you call your dream journal. It's like ridiculous. It's like... the imagination of a nutter, and then like the imagination of a nutter, read by Thomas Smith, a best-selling audiobook. That'd be awesome. I'd love it if your dream journal became ridiculously famous.
Oh, mate, it would be famous, but I'll probably be arrested as well.
Hopefully,
for the awfulness.
Shout out to Sean and Danny once again, as usual.
Two lovely lads.
The guys from Lucidity. I mean,
the whole crew.
Yeah, and their whole crew. I mean, we rarely shout out to their whole crew, so we.
I know. I felt the inner crew inside me. Just crew.
That was a, you know, we were a bit mean, just, you know, shouting out the big guys. But yeah, their crew
it's
as well.
It's a massive team.
Thanks for coming on the show last season, for both episodes, and obviously, Doug No Name Halverson, he came on the show as well. We've got loads of guests lined up for next season, so. Hopefully it should be a bit more interesting.
I think next season it's really going to hit the fan. I mean, I'm going to devote my life to lucid dreaming just so we make a good season 2.
Season 2 podcast.
That's how passionate we are. So
it's going to be amazing. But yeah, so check out the Lucidity web saga. You can actually get to that now at www.thirdproductions.com. They managed to grab the site name, which is cool because now we don't have to sound like a pirate to... to promote them.
Someone's taken getlucid.com, so we can't have that for our one.
That's
so
right. we've got plans.
Bastards. So we're gonna be called, I think, what we're going for, dandelionsandpuppies.com, innit?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Awful, Smith. You could've
well, it was off the cuff. This is off the cuff.
You should have gone for like penis.
Give me off the cuff credit.
www.penisfingers.com. That would have been better.
That would have been.
That would have been better. Also shout out to Andy Howlett. And Deadly Serious Productions, because we did a cool interview with him in London. Hopefully that should be coming out soon. I mean, he said he's going to keep us informed, which is awesome. And that's about it, really. You got any other shout outs?
just to everyone who's listened, I mean, I don't know if anyone's actually going to hear this show because it is so secret.
Yeah, it's very secret.
But if you have heard this delicious slice of secret lucid podcast, then thanks for listening.
Yeah, and well done for finding it.
Yeah, well done. You win a...
You win a free podcast.
There you go. You win a free podcast. They're all free. So just listen to them again and you get double your prize.
Double your prize. And with that...
With that bloody awful joke.
With that, we shall leave it. So sweet lucid dreams, everyone. And we'll see you at season 2 of Get Lucid.
Oh, yeah.